2:05 p.m. in the school library. It's hard to believe a day that started so horribly wrong is ending so perfectly right. Chloe, Zoe, and I were working in the library as LSAs, library shelving assistants, when Brandon stopped by. We both had been really busy with stuff and hadn't seen each other all day. "Hey, Nikki, I just wanted to thank you again for that compost for my science project. I gave the leftovers to Mrs. Wallabanger, and she was thrilled. She plans to use it to fix her flower garden." "No problem. I'm always happy to help," I smiled. Then Brandon got super serious. "But most of all, thank you for helping me with Holly and her pups. You've been just awesome," he gushed as he brushed his shaggy bangs out of his eyes. Then he, like, stared right into the murky depths of my fragile but tortured soul. "OMG, I thought I was going to melt into a big puddle of sticky goo right there at the front desk. Squee!" I decided to be perfectly honest with Brandon because true friendship is based on honesty, trust, and mutual respect, right? "Thanks, Brandon. I have to admit, I've had some challenging moments with the dogs. But overall, things have gone really well, and they've been a lot of fun." Okay, so maybe I wasn't completely honest. Yes, I know. I very conveniently left out the fact that my mom had told me I couldn't dog sit, but I had done it anyway and kept the dogs hidden in my bedroom. And I didn't mention how my mom had decided to stay home this morning, which meant I couldn't leave the dogs at the house as originally planned. I also skipped the part about me bringing the dogs to school today and the fact that Chloe, Zoe, and I had hidden them in the janitor's closet. And how Marcy had helped us smuggle them into Principal Winston's office while he was out for the day. So I guess you could say I basically lied to Brandon by not telling him things. Sort of. But get this. He said he planned to thank me for all of my help by getting us cupcakes at the cupcakery sometime soon. Squee! I was really happy to hear that news. And so were those nosy snoops, Chloe and Zoe. Anyway, in less than 1 hour, we'll be meeting Marcy to pick up the dogs from the principal's office. And then Chloe will take over. Chloe and Zoe are both really lucky because their parents know about the dogs. So they won't have to sneak around or hide them in their bedrooms like I did. I'm just happy I survived the past 24 hours. And so did all the dogs. Scoobie! I don't mean to brag or anything, but I've been the perfect pet sitter.